Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Our first guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Go ahead.
So happy to be here.
We're glad to have you here.
Of course.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
I'm Daniela Kellaway. I'm co-founder of Book and Brunch, a platform that is building tribes around books and food, and I say fighting loneliness one book and one meal at a time.
So that's a really interesting concept.
Yes, it is.
Can you like step through that for us?
Yeah, like how it works?
Yeah.
So we encourage everyone to meet IRL because we say, you know, there's a lot of talk around connection. Everyone's connected, but we're connected through pixels. Uh-huh. We're not actually connected like this. And so we believe that real connection is face-to-face, breaking bread with strangers. So from like a technical standpoint, we work similarly to how two sort of giants work, an Eventbrite and an Airbnb. So we're a full ticketing kind of platform, except that our platform is preloaded with venue and menu options as well. So we make it really easy for people to organize a brunch. We allow anyone to organize, attend, and create book-related experiences that have a food component.
Okay.
So if you want to host an event, even for your own family, let's say it's, you know, a lunch for 20, the first thing you have to do is you have to find a restaurant. And then you have to negotiate food costs if you want it to be a set menu.
Right.
Those two pieces we've eliminated for you. So in our platform, you join. It's free to join. You apply to be a host because we vet our host community.
Okay.
And then you would see a list of preloaded venues and menus that you can sort of choose from to have your event hosted in. So your event can be up in minutes. And you don't have to call the venue. You don't have to. Like, there's not a lot of back and forth. And our venues love it. Excuse me, sorry. Our venues love it because we're helping them get bums in seats.
Sure.
So that's, like, the technical piece of it.
Okay.
But what inspired it was my sister. So my sister's my co-founder. And a few years back, she was in a really deep depression. She was not leaving the house at all. She was not getting off the couch. It was very dark. And I said, you have to do something that like forces you out. I can't watch this anymore. She was living in my basement, a very dark basement. I just said, come live with me. I have kids. I was like, the kids will distract you. And I thought that would lift her out, and it didn't. So she goes, well, maybe I'll start a book club. She starts this book club. There's five of us in it. She calls it Book and Brunch because she decides to go to a different restaurant every month because she's like, I want to discover a new hotspot. And within a year, it went from 5 members to 1,000 members. That's right. And two things happened. One, it literally skyrocketed her out of her depression because people were meeting in the club and new exciting connections were being made. And she had a very strong reason to get up and go.
Sure.
And then I, as her sister, was witness to this transformation.
Right.
And I thought, oh my God, like this simple ritual of reading a book, and then meeting with people and eating and breaking bread with a stranger is literally changing her life, has changed her life. And
right.
I thought, if we can help one other person feel more connected, give them a little bit of purpose, give them a reason to connect in real life, that's the work I want to be doing. So we set out to build it. She was using other platforms to organize, and the money was being there was a set menu that was always organized, and the money was being transferred via email transfer. And what people loved was that when they showed up, there was no awkward, like, splitting of the bill.
Uh-huh.
It was a seamless experience.
Or what are we getting?
What are we getting? Exactly.
Here's a menu. What am I...
Exactly.
That
so
always
it was,
disrupts an event like
that's
that.
That's right. So it was really easy for people, and that's how word spread. And she just happened to be an amazing like curator of experience. She didn't realize that about herself. So
that's something that it would probably be hard to know about yourself
until you start
you try
to do
it.
That's right. And then, so none of the other sites gave the functionality that she needed, and she and so we built a platform that allows you to do that. Get paid to do it. So our hosts make between $50 and $500 per brunch. people are literally getting
That's
paid
nice.
To brunch,
okay.
to read and eat and meet. Our venues, we're helping them fill their seats in their private rooms. And our the most important part, though, is our community and what they say, which is that this platform helps with my anxiety. I'm making lasting yeah. friendships here. This is better for me than AA, better for me than therapy.
Oh, wow.
So that's, like,
that's
so
good
powerful.
Feedback.
It's
yeah.
so powerful. And I, so in the beginning, I was like, okay, loneliness, you know, this is what happened to my sister. It was the loneliness that eventually led to the depression.
Sure.
So I started to do some research. 1 in 3 people in the industrialized world are lonely. The World Economic Forum recognizes loneliness as a greater risk factor than smoking 15 cigarettes a day for our health. So we are in an era where loneliness is a massive epidemic, hard to identify. People never come to you and say, I'm lonely.
Yeah.
Like that's
you don't wear that on your
sleeve. That's right. That's right. But it
you know, feel off. And you can't.
You don't
you can't
really
identify.
Know why.
You can't yeah. describe
don't really
it either.
Know why.
Yeah, you can't describe it either.
That's right. That's right. So it's a bit challenging. But something as, and we don't even say in our platform like, "Are you lonely? Come join us." But what happens is a few things. First of all, there's incredible health benefits to reading. Reading for 30 minutes a day increases your life expectancy by 2 years, decreases your stress levels by 68%. So just the reading piece alone is transformational.
Okay.
And then, of course, meeting people in real life, hugging, eye contact, there's an energy exchange there.
Yeah.
So there's actual data and science behind why this makes sense and why it worked for my sister and why it's working for our community. So I'm like
wow.
thrilled that this happened. We launched 10 months ago, and at
okay.
first I was like, it's going to be like this little passion project. But when the calls started coming from Paris and in LA and Australia and all kinds of places from all over the world, I thought, okay, this is going to be a little bit bigger than I thought. And
oh,
now
exciting.
I'm so proud to say we're in 35 cities.
Nice.
Which is amazing. And not what we expected. And here at Collision, we just launched our enterprise product. So we want to take the transformational ritual of reading, eating, and meeting to the workplace. So
okay.
Book and Brunch Teams is for corporate offsites, dining experiences, a book club experience out of the office
okay.
for the workplace to give all these benefits to people in the workplace.
Okay.
And even like, you know, I've worked at companies before, like, I thought, wouldn't it be amazing? And some of our community said, I could see this working in the workplace. But wouldn't it be amazing if you were like a new hire at a company and you went to this Book and Brunch Teams experience and you sat at the table with the CEO or someone from the C-suite? What kind of a message does that send? And you're both going because of the book, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because of common interests.
I was going to say, the easiest way to build rapport is over something common.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what that commonality is. So long as you have something common, it gives you something to start a conversation about.
Correct.
Like all the things that you talked about, the eye contact, the being around, the feeling of the positive energy. It's the same thing that we get here
yeah.
in this room. And we all have the commonality of being
here
to start that conversation. But when you're new hire at work, I mean, other than we work here, which isn't really a conversation starter,
yes.
you have no idea where to start.
Yeah.
I have been there and I hate it.
Yeah, so we think it's a really powerful thing
yeah.
that corporate culture can bring into the fold and help with employee retention, employee happiness,
mm-hmm.
and just that feeling of inclusion. A lot of offsites and team building things are like physical, which are not as inclusive. So there's no age restriction to read a book and
right.
talk about a book and have a fine meal in a
new I was just about
place.
To ask. I know that like a lot of teens would probably get a lot of benefits from this as well. Like
yes.
when they're in school and they're going through all of this as well with their, you know, the changes that they're going through, I feel like this is a great idea for them as well.
Yeah, we recently had, so we have an incredible community and it's very diverse. We recently had an HR professional who ran a brunch, a workshop, career planning for teenagers. So you nailed it. And the teenagers came with their parents. They had a brunch. She gave the workshop. And we sold out like in minutes. There's obviously demand for it. And everybody raved about it.
Wow.
So at first I was like, okay, it's going to be traditional book clubs, but now people are using the platform even to host workshops. And we say, like, every host kind of brings their own superpower to it.
Sure.
You know, we had a host do a yoga class and then serve bliss balls and discuss a book where one of the main characters was a yogi. So that was kind of the tie.
Okay,
but
yeah.
It can be that, but it can also be, I just want to go to brunch and talk about, like, Michelle Obama's memoir or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's just been a thrilling ride these last 10 months.
It sounds like it. Yeah, definitely.
And we're so excited to be exhibiting at Collision, and this has just been a great opportunity for us. So
out of all of the cities that you said you were launching to, are those primarily in Canada?
Yeah, so most of them are in Canada because we're headquartered in Toronto.
Okay.
Our first event just went live in LA. So we've
nice.
Got LA, we have New York. Yeah, they're kind of spread. Majority definitely in Canada, but then you've got these London, like I said, Sydney. So there's a few. And in some cities and markets we're sort of like a three-sided marketplace, right? Because we have the venues on mm-hmm. one side that have to upload their set menu. We have the members and guests that, you know, purchase tickets to the events, and then we have the hosts. So in some markets we may have venues, but we don't have a host necessarily, and then vice versa. So we're working through that, and we're
sure.
a startup, so
yeah.
We're working through that, and we hope to have that all solved, you know, in the next 12 months as we continue to grow.
Sure. I have an organization in our area to introduce you to.
Yes.
That does interesting literary events.
Love it.
Michelle and I went to what was almost certainly the most interesting event we've ever been to. They had local authors come, and each author prepared a dish inspired by or based on one of their characters.
That's amazing. That's totally something that would be in our platform.
Yes.
And we often have like, we have partnerships with the major publishers, which happened quite quickly, because we're, to my knowledge, we're kind of the first tech startup that specifically serves the traditional publishing industry. Not in the sense of, like, helping you publish your book, which there's a lot of different platforms
Lots
that do that kind of
that.
Thing. But in this sense where we promote books, we help sell books, and so they offer us authors a lot, and one of our manifestos is surprise and delight. So when you come to a book and brunch experience, you'll see what the set menu is, you'll know which restaurant you're going to, you'll know the book, you'll know the host, all of our hosts have ratings, so you can decide there, but something's going to happen that you're not expecting.
Okay.
So it could be the author popping up. It could be the chef coming out with a special dish or giving a story or giving a drink. And sometimes there's, you know, gifts involved. We have a host who loves to knit. So she ran a knitting workshop with a book and then gave away a beautiful set of needles and things. So
wow.
Yeah. Pretty exciting. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really diverse, and like, I just wasn't expecting that people would take it and then, like, do their own thing with it in this way. And
well, that makes it even better,
it's,
you know?
So
they're
awesome.
They're taking it and running with it.
It's one of the things that I love hearing about the stories here at Collision is when people go, that's an interesting idea. I could use it for.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you go, well, I never could have come up with that idea.
But
I
it's
never
great.
Would have thought about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So we another cool thing that happened. We had a host, and we had to adjust our platform for this. They were running a reading retreat, so it was over 2 days. You go to the place for 2 days, and you do nothing but read, and the hosts take care of all the food for you, so you just relax. But because it was a two-day event or three-day event, our platform was built as one-off brunches. Uh-huh. So I was like, we got to adjust because we want these guys. Because anything that's books and food, that's us. So we made it happen, and it was a success. But I should also say, so right now the majority of our experiences are ticketed, but if you're the kind of person who's been meeting with your book club for like 10 years, you don't want anyone joining you, you have your set ritual, you can also use our platform to organize a private event. So events can be public or private.
She's they answering can be, my questions before I get them out.
They can be free or they can be ticketed as well. So it's an open marketplace in that sense.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
And we're agnostic about the kind of book that you choose. We do recommend books. We have books of the month in our what we call our Brook store.
Oh, nice.
Because we're Book and Brunch, and our community calls themselves Brookies. So hashtag I'm a Brookie. So it's anybody who loves food and loves books, which is a lot of people.
You're a Brookie. Yeah,
indeed.
I'm a Brookie. Are you a Brookie?
I can be a Brookie once I get the app.
Yeah, nice. And so, yeah, we recommend the books, but you can choose from there or you can totally go your own way.
So I can go on your platform and I can find an event, like any event that's in my area.
Yep.
And any public event, I can just join.
You can just join, buy a ticket to, or if it's free, sign up, register that way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So I see you're an alpha.
Yes.
So what are you hoping to get out of Collision this week?
Well, a few things. We were hoping to, you know, get the conversation started with potential investors. We're gearing up for our first round raise. And then to make connections with media and get our story out there a little bit more. Because I think we're doing an awesome thing. Our community loves it. I want to help people, and I want to help people feel better. And it's kind of, I know it's sort of ironic that we're a tech company that's like promoting in real life, but I say we have to use the tools of today to like leverage and encourage the thing that we want to happen.
Indeed.
There's a lot of seniors and students and people in transition who like don't, you know, we have a lot of people on our platform who are recently divorced or they've lost their kind of network or they're not sure or their career transitioning or, you know, any number of things. And so we help them through that period through a simple thing like a meal and a conversation around a book. But also, I say to anybody, like, you can create those rituals yourself. Like, use our platform, put up a free event. It doesn't have to be, you know, this costly endeavor, but it can also be a gorgeous, you know, 5-course, 8-course meal, which we have for, a beautiful price point at some of the best venues in the world.
Very cool.
So we're really pumped about it.
Yeah. And I imagine our viewers are going to be as well.
Yeah.
If they want to find out more, how can they do so?
Yeah, so you can find out more at bookandbrunch.com. We're on Twitter. We have a lot of engagement on Instagram. You can find us there. And the co-founders, actually, we check all of our DMs. You can even email us at hello@bookandbrunch.com if you want a direct line.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking
to us
today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And have a good rest of the event.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.